Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
It's Sunday, July 3rd, 2022, broadcasting from the Whitfield Media Group studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and normally joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, but holiday weekend, so got me some other good buddies here. Got Sean and Clint Powell. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, guys.
Hey, good morning. Happy to be here.
What's up, guys? Thanks for the invite.
I have several pages of notes, and we're just going to, as we always do, let it roll as it rolls. And generally, when Dr. Green's here, when I bring up the medical studies and things, he likes to put his 3 cents worth in. But it's all good. I'm going to try to bring some clarity to a few studies. We're going to always speak about COVID a little bit because we are having a resurgence. I actually spoke with Dr. Green earlier today before the show, and we talked about that. And all of us who are listening to people about health are seeing, you know, a modest resurgence. I've had two or three employees. I've had probably 50 customers, and it's an interesting journey, but I will save that for maybe a little bit later in the show. Have you guys staying healthy?
Yeah, I am. And just so everybody knows, I have a doctorate in street knowledge from East Ridge. I will try to use that best as possible.
You've got a lot to bring to the show today.
Yeah, a lot of doctor stuff for me, yeah.
I shared last week on the show, I was visiting with my mother and dad a couple of weeks ago, and I was having dinner with them, and my mom says, yeah, I just had COVID a couple of weeks ago. And I thought, what? You didn't even, you know, let me know that you had that. And she said, yeah, she said, and she's 75. She said, yeah, she said, I had it for about 3 days. Mm-hmm. She said, you know, as you know, I take all the supplements and all the things that I need to be doing to take care of myself. And she said, I felt a few aches and a sore throat, but she said, I was over it in about 3 days.
Wonderful. And now she has the true and best effective antibodies that can never be mimicked by synthetic versions. Good for her.
Yeah. So I say that to add to the fact, too, that I've been hearing more and more people dealing with it. And I know you've shared that you've seen more of it with people that visit your store.
Well, the study, which was one of the many topics, is the fact that it is very clear, even by CDC and other people, that the shots have tripled the level of ability to be infected of COVID. You have far more susceptibility after getting the shots than you did before. Now, you know, part of the untold story is, would those people have been hospitalized, some of those, if they had not had the vaccine? And really and truly, even though everyone listening to me feels or hears me say the same thing, I'm not for the vaccine generally, because one, it's a mystery, the ingredients. They're not even revealing to us what it is. And secondly, to try to give this to young children is profoundly criminal to me, because it's actually a 0.0008% chance for a death to occur in children. And we already have more side effects now with the COVID vaccine than we did with every vaccine that has ever been invented and given. And that's through the VAERS, V-A-E-R-S, government-ran statistics. So it is a frightening, frightening situation that we have. Now, again, I always repeat, just like I did with Dr. Green, if someone has risk factors they cannot control, I think the risk is worth taking for the benefit of not being hospitalized. But as we all have seen, we have friends and family who are pretty darn healthy, like your mother, and whether she got the shot or not doesn't matter. There's people who journey through it just fine. And especially if you support your system, your nutrients, your lifestyle, healthy people don't really need to do this. And we now have a real worry about the future with people with myocarditis. And I can tell you the number one most common side effect, hair loss. hair loss at, with infections and sometimes with the vaccine is epidemic. Let me tell you, it's every day.
I was going to say, I agree with you. I don't think we need to be giving it to kids. I think my, and I do other podcasts, so I've had guests on that have done some research, read the studies. One of the things about the studies you said that people who have the vaccine are more susceptible to getting COVID. Is that what you said?
Yes, okay. Exactly.
I wonder if that takes into consideration the confidence factor of that person. In other words, I get the vaccine now, I feel like I can go out. Mm-hmm. So now they're more exposed to it, where beforehand, if they got the vaccine before that, they might have been less around people. Now I got the vaccine, and so I feel more immune to it. So now I'm exposing myself more. I bet that has a little bit to do with it.
It would have a little.
I would agree.
It could have a little bit to do with it.
And I regret, by the way, both my kids got it at the very last minute. Their mom's in healthcare for 20-something years. We did not want to. 18 and 22 at the time. 17 and 22. And been reading the studies. And both my kids are like, I really wish we'd have waited, because they're both in really good shape, good health.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's just an anecdotal to add to that. And then I'll let you drive the show. But that's there's my street doctor coming out right there.
I remember back in this, whatever year the swine flu panic hit, which was nothing like COVID's panic. My dad wasn't healthy and oriented, and he wasn't also medically oriented. He just kind of did his own thing. But I remember him, I was probably 12 years old, and he called me Eddie, you have to go get this swine flu shot, and you got to get two of them. You can't just get one. And I was only maybe 13. We went to Eastgate Mall. Mm-hmm. People were lined up to get that shot. I, for some reason, even at that young age, had some reservations about the common sense of this, and I had no knowledge at all, of course. Well, I got the first shot. Well, I told him a week or two later, I will not get the second shot. Mm-hmm. You'll have to drag me in there. Why I came to that conclusion, I don't have a clue. But yeah. Obviously history has shown that I made the right decision.
Well, I want to make sure people understand, I'm for the vaccine, like you said, if you need it. I have conditions where I got the vaccine. I'm not worried about myself. I'm glad I got the vaccine. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of people, a bunch, that weren't in my situation. So yeah. I just want to throw that disclaimer.
No, you are the person who we are glad they invented the vaccine.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. And so you do what you got to do.
And, you know, I'd say maybe if we take everybody under 70, that's probably about 15% of the population. People over 70, you know, Father Time is cruel, and it's just going to weaken us with age no matter what. We rent these bodies, and we have to turn them back in.
And he's undefeated.
Yeah,
Father Time, Mother Nature are both undefeated in the ring, ladies and gentlemen.
Ed, you commented about the hair loss. Have you found that the hair grows back, or is it some permanent loss?
Well, again, most of these are women. A few are men. I had a man in there yesterday who his hairstylist sent him in because he actually had not been infected. He just had it from the vaccine, and he started noticing big clumps of hair falling out. And I really honestly at this point know that it takes 6 months to a year if it's going to return, and about half the people it does. It really does. And the other half, it doesn't seem
to
ever.
But it won't, I guarantee you, because life is cool, it won't affect that one hair that's in our ear or sticking out our nose. It won't get that one. It's going to get the one, all the hair we want. It's not going to get the one that's in the middle of your forehead. I can promise you that.
Only you would think like that.
We got to lighten it up. We're talking about losing hair and COVID.
The words of wisdom by Clint Powell.
How not to get invited back on a radio show. It's a book I'm writing. Clint Powell 101.
It is a strange thing as we get older that we have to have these little appliances to cut hair out of special places.
Absolutely. I say that to my kids all the time. The older you get, the more about hair management than I ever thought it would be. Used to have a mullet. Now I have no hair. It's just weird.
Well, the thing is, you know, the things that were soft get hard, and the things that were hard get soft.
That's a different podcast.
I think that's right.
I think you need to start another podcast, Ed. We're really cooking here, boys and girls.
That had no implication to sex.
I'm just saying, this is... I may not be back for segment two, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm talking about arteries that get hard. Should be soft.
I had a friend of Dr. Lasar on my podcast about a week ago, and we talked about just that thing, arteries and blood flow and all that stuff. So, yeah, you're right.
Oh, how funny. Well, I got a couple more points on COVID we'll talk about in a little bit. And you know, Nutrition World is rocking and rolling. We're very thankful to continue this path of helping people to be empowered with wellness. And again, I'll mention it one more time. Our new physician, Dr. Brian Johnson, is available for appointments. He is the only Chattanooga certified holistic and integrative physician in this city, board certified. Amazing, amazing man.
Can I give a shout out to Nutrition World? Just because I buy all my stuff there, but during COVID, and I've learned to do this, and I've got two at my house right now. You have these, and they're different brand names, but immunity kits. These basically, it's got your vitamin D, your zinc, the quercetin, all the stuff that you've talked about on your podcast and radio show. I have bought those kits, and I've given them to family members who either I know are, you know, open to or more vulnerable, or who've just not feeling great. I'll take a box over to them and say, "Here you go." I bet you I've given out 10 of those in the last 2 years.
Wonderful. So, and and many others, because one is they're so reasonably priced. Mm-hmm. They're concise. They're easy. They're packaged. And they help the immune system to be optimally healthy, which helps everything. Because right now we have the flu going around. And it's not a pleasant flu. And then you got the third thing is intestinal. This intestinal pathogen is devastating people, not for 3 days, but for 3 weeks. And I've had about 6 people who have had that, and it is not a easy journey. Mm. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, I got a whole bunch of good points and hopefully some education that can help people to continue to be healthier. That plus more to come as we continue. For Sean, Clint, and myself, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there. ADS Security can do that for you. ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
Rock 105, your home for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute. Every Monday at 6 p.m., join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr for the latest news in NASCAR, on and off the racetrack, and, well, some other craziness. Dude, what about all these changes ahead in 2022? They'll break it all down and cover it all. Each week, tune into Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
I'm Matt Davis.
And I'm Darren Johnson.
Join us for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download.
It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding.
And some other craziness as well.
You can expect many great guests and a lot of fascinating stories.
Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location.
Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts.
Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, here with my buddies Sean and Clint. And not by bragging, but my TikTok video is now up to 2.7 million views.
Wow.
It is Ed Jones 63. Ed Jones 63. All I'm doing is kind of found a niche market for a less young gentleman, being 65, that's talking about how do we work out for the best results. And they're all 50 seconds long. I only have one topic per little segment. I did one on this week on how much protein do we need and how many carbs do we need. And again, on the protein, I said about 1 gram per pound of body weight in divided doses. And then on carbohydrates, it is a little more flexible. I do personally about 60 carbs Monday through Friday and about 150 to 200 Saturday, Sunday. But again, on TikTok, if you want to see other stuff, Ed Jones 63.
Ed, do you get many comments from people?
I do. And we actually have some sales from all over the United States. TikTok is an amazing platform. It has more value than any out there for education, for humor, for just helping yourself if you're in a mood that you don't want to be, and you want to be brain dead, you can certainly do it with TikTok. But I've learned more on TikTok about subjects. And again, TikTok has an algorithm. So it tells, it presents to you what you want to see once you start looking into what you want to see. Like, I see a lot about classic bodybuilding. It has some of the finest videos on classic bodybuilders that you will find anywhere in the universe. These guys are coming out of nowhere that had taken these films of these old bodybuilders.
Wow.
And it's a treasure house. I've learned more about sex, believe it or not. It's these women and men who talk very candidly but very cleanly about, you know, how to, you know, what makes it better? How can you help yourself? How can you help your partner? Nutrition, dang it. Sometimes I've learned some stuff that I was like, what? Where did that come from? I don't go on the political side of it because it will feed you to, you know, big time of that. I did it first, but then I went off of it. And then the COVID one also was very educational with some good people on there. So if you guys aren't on there, I certainly encourage you to go to TikTok.
Clint, take off your shirt and you can have a during the break TikTok.
That's uncalled for, dude. I'll thank you to mind your own affairs.
and now that I think about it, don't do that.
I was going to say, we're in a closed studio, dude. Don't be saying that. That makes me feel, you're bigger than me. I feel awkward. Where's HR? Found a complaint.
I did a Facebook post on, and also did a little video on nutritionw.com about the fact that I am so invested in the knife and fork as being the most powerful weapon to preserve and to maintain our health. And the issue is that we have profoundly unethical and dishonest packaging, marketing, and companies. When I say that, I mean that you could take the lowest quality of food, and many times it looks like it's some of the pristine, finest, natural, all these words are attached to it, and you're like, you go home feeling pretty good about yourself, but the truth is, it's so much is hidden behind the closed doors because we don't know what's truly behind the growing of it, the processing, the packaging, the blank, blank, blank. Well, you know, just to kind of reveal and pull the curtain back on a few of these things, we have the ability to offer cleaner food in this country for very little more money. Maybe 10% more money. And other countries make fun of us. In fact, so many countries have the same company makes foods for them that they do for the United States, but they use different ingredients. They'll use beet juice for a coloring instead of carcinogenic red dyes that are found in so many ice creams for children all the way down the list. But more significant is the use of antibiotics and other bad things. And there's a company that actually rates some of the food restaurants from an A, B, C, D, and F as far as their commitment to actually trying to source just not totally healthy foods, two-step better healthy foods. And so I'm going to read you. There's only one on the A list, and that is Panera. Panera has some ethics that most companies don't. I can't say I always find things I like there. It's a little bit carbohydrate heavy because they're Panera. I mean, right. They're called bread.
Yeah.
But they do try to source the best ingredients of anyone. The C level, which was kind of shocking, C is not an A, but C actually had McDonald's and Wendy's on there, believe it or not. McDonald's and Wendy's have made some effort to find antibiotic-free some of their foods and are actually trying to clean their act up. Now, the D level is, and I'm actually surprised it's not F, but the D level is Taco Bell and Applebee's and IHOP.
Wow.
Those are on the D level. Now, it doesn't mean D doesn't, just because D's above F doesn't mean I'm going to eat there.
Right.
It's still pretty lousy. But the F level is Burger King, Olive Garden, Panda Express, never thought about that. Sonic, which has the worst of the worst foods on earth with their tater tots, and there's not one redeeming food on the entire freaking menu. DQ, Arby's, Pizza Hut, Jack in the Box, Domino's, And lastly, which actually doesn't surprise me, even though they put such a polish on their approaches, is Starbucks. Starbucks doesn't give a you know what about the quality of their food. They just try to present it so it looks like it's really great. Now, I'm not saying they don't have some options, but they've never offered organic coffee. Mm-hmm. They will not admit to the fact that pesticides are heavily sprayed on all coffees. I don't mind them selling pesticide coffee. Give people like me and many millions other the option of one time, one flavor of an organic.
Or just at least the information. Even if you're not going to give me the option, just tell us up front what we are buying into.
Yeah, but they're not going to do that because then it demises.
It's marketing.
That lessens their credibility. It's just like dentistry. Dentistry has used mercury since probably the 20s. And mercury is one of the most neurotoxic compounds on earth. Many people are walking around in a fog with dementia because they have mercury in their brains. Well, what has the dentistry industries done? They're not going to ever come out and say that it's unhealthy. What they've done is they've actually just tried to improve the quality of materials and lessen the exposure to mercury. I'm not super opposed to that. I don't expect them to stand up and say, hey, we did wrong for seven decades. We're sorry. We're not going to, because that would open lawsuits. But at least change the system. And that's what they're doing. I have a dentist coming on here in 2 weeks or three. I think I told you, Sean, about Dr. Galleon. Mm-hmm. And we have a wonderful conversation I did on 101 with him about the fact he's a non-mercury dentist.
It's interesting you bring up the topic of this, because my father, for the last year, he changed dentist, and he has been having the few fillings he has in his mouth replaced, having the mercury taken out and having it replaced with, I don't know what they're putting in there, but whatever is safer than mercury.
Hmm.
Of course, he's going on 79 years old. His teeth still in great shape, but he's getting rid of the mercury for exactly what you're talking about.
Wow.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Well, dentists they're in a predicament. They can't really come out and counsel patients like, oh gosh, you've got mercury. It's really going to be unhealthy, because their industry is very, very strict about not saying that. So somebody had to inform him. Maybe the dentist did in the only safe way that he could.
Yeah, both of my parents are, they could have come out of the book that you wrote. They're very holistic.
Oh, okay.
And so anything to do with holistic health, they're all about. I have learned some things from them.
Super.
More than just a son growing up. But over the last few years.
Real quickly, and sometimes I'll mention where I've been eating. I've been eating back at Local Goat again. I eat their bison burger, phenomenal quality with broccoli. But you know, at lunch, and I don't think I've ever seen either of you there. I'm sure you eat there.
The Local Goat?
No, I'm talking about another place now. I'm moving on. Sorry, I got my ADD going on. So my lunch place these days is Bud's. I've gone back to Bud's.
I was there twice this past
week. Were you?
Yeah.
I sit in the no smoking section.
Yeah.
I get, because I'm on a diet that I want the macros right. Macros being fats, protein, and carbs. I want high protein, healthy fat, and colored vegetables. So I get the same thing every day. I bring my olive oil, which I preach to everyone. You have to bring your own healthy fat, because you're not going to find it anywhere. So I bring a small ball of olive oil, and I'll have a hamburger steak, medium, and I'll have two orders of broccoli, and I'll pour the olive oil over everything. That gives me the perfect fats, the perfect proteins, and the perfect carbs, and the perfect greens.
So I used to go to Bud's all the time. Bud's is one of my favorite places. I haven't been there in the last few months, but I used to go at least once a month. Especially, you know, it used to be a whole different place when it was on the other end of Brandon Road. One of the things, though, that I bought in Nutrition World, and I can't remember the name of it. I got to come in and get some more. It's extra virgin olive oil or olive. It's a white paste in a white jar. Ed, the jar's about this size.
Yeah.
Anyway, I take some and put in my coffee, and then I've got this extra virgin olive oil spray that I put a little bit on my popcorn instead of butter. And that's how I'm getting my protein. Because I found, believe it or not, I found it difficult when I started looking at protein to get as much protein as I need. Everybody thinks they're getting a lot of protein. They're like, oh, it's easy, I'll just eat meat. Once you start tracking it, I was amazed at how little protein I was actually eating. Even with eggs and stuff, I was like, I'm only eating a little bit. How do my muscles repair and all that stuff? It was crazy.
Absolutely. And people think, I eat plenty of protein because I had a hamburger last night. No, and you can only absorb 30 grams at one time anyway. And Adam, who works for me, you both know very well, he really kind of turned my head around a couple years ago when the studies were, like with Dr. Paul Saladino and other people, And I can say from body composition, my body fat never slipped into single digits until I raised my protein to 1 to 1.2 grams per pound of body weight. And I feel better. I don't. And the biggest thing is I do not crave any other foods about 95% of the time.
But
I just don't.
Did you find that you had to actually supplement a little bit through the olive oils and other fats? I found it, at least, maybe not for you, but for me, just through meats or eating, it was hard for me to get what I needed. I had to find ways to supplement.
You have to tweak it. You have to have things with you. And, you know, I do my one protein drink in the morning. Then I have that olive oil with my every lunch and supper.
Okay.
So, yes, it is very important that you put together your own personal plan to make this happen.
Yeah.
It really is.
I've never eaten at the goat thing, by the way.
Yeah, local goat. I highly recommend that. I had talked to a good friend of mine. I've known her for years, Dr. Colleen Smith. She's a vet at Chai Holistic Veterinarian. I don't know if you guys know about
that.
No,
I don't know about it.
Been in business many years, and we actually spoke about a few weeks ago, and she is phenomenal. She really thinks the lines of being holistic and empowering the pet's body to help heal itself. Here's the thing. You know, the nation has been convinced that we are broken all the time and that we have to have rescuers to come in and save us, so that means we're victims. And that's not true. We are empowered from the moment we take our first breath with a tremendous healing capacity. And if we regard that, then what we do is, instead of trying to patch people, we try to empower their healing capacity with lifestyle, nutrients, sometimes drugs. And she is of that belief system. So Dr. Colleen Smith at Chai, we're going to have her on the show here in a few weeks. And I look forward to that. I think people don't realize that there are options in this town. And of course, Nutrition World has a phenomenal pet section of pet foods that are truly holistic, because pets are, the smaller an animal, whether it be a human or a pet, the more impactful bad food is on that system, because they don't have the capacity that a bigger person does to handle that.
Real quick, now that you mentioned pets, Ed, I wanted to say, you know, this is Independence Day coming up tomorrow. There's going to be a lot of people shooting off fireworks. Make sure you bring your pets in, because your pets get scared to death with fireworks going off, or, you know, it's almost like a gun going off or something. So just keep that in mind for all those
good
out there
point,
listening.
Good point. And I'm glad you said that, because the thing you can do is, and yes, you have to bring them in, but the two remedies that work, they work if you do the right remedy, the right dose, is the right CBD or GABA in chewable form. GABA given to a dog 30 minutes before a thunderstorm, it is life-changing, or giving the right CBD. You have to experiment a little bit. Depends on the dosing and the quality of the product. But know that there are remedies out there, and your dog doesn't have to be so frightened. But you got to preload it. You can't wait for that dog to be shaking in the corner and then give it to them. It's just like us. It doesn't work very well like that. You know, all these years with vitamin D, well, you go to the doctor, and if the doctor says you're low in D, which D has more implications on health, longevity, mental status, cancer rates than any one nutrient ever discovered. And you go to the doctor and he says, oh, you're low in D. This is what they do. They give you 50,000 units one time a week. I have said from day one, which day one meaning about 12 years ago, that it makes no common sense. It's totally against the natural rhythms of life. And it would be like, I want you to work out once a week. I want you to eat broccoli once a week. Well, a study finally came out that says, kind of back me up with all the things I've been kind of guessing at. 13 trials were looked at. Vitamin D did not reduce cancer or other conditions when given in a large dose weekly. When given daily, like nature intended, you had a 24% reduction of cancer when given daily. So we have to follow common sense. And I'm really frustrated with the medical profession many times, because the common sense is not part of the equation. It's textbook and it's intellectual, and there's something to be said for that. But there's a lot of common sense that still we need to address when it comes to our health and our life. So, gosh, that was fast, guys. That was already a segment two.
The fastest hour in radio.
Well, it's nice having two good talkers with me. So, you know what? Time to take another break. When we come back, got about seven more things I want to talk about before we end this show. So that plus more to come as we continue. For Sean, Clint, and Ed Jones, stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Ugh, I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
Got Medicare questions? Call 423-777-5577.
I know a girl with sparkling eyes, a superhero in disguise, and we call her Medicare Miss D. Those things that keep you up at night, so many choices, which one's right? That's when you call Medicare Miss D. And we call her Medicare Miss D. The Federal Government Association, she's got no affiliation. And we call her Medicare Miss D.
423-777-5577. That's 423-777-5577.
You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Back with not Dr. Green today, but with Sean and Clint, and talking health and life and some funny things here, especially when the show is not being recorded. These guys are really comedians, especially old
Clint.
Clint should have a podcast during the break. Oh, I'm sorry. That's why I created the podcast.
Let's go ahead and give you the plug, Clint. Oh. For those that are listening, they want to hear a good podcast.
Oh,
they can go to where?
Well, during the break, just go to Apple or iTunes, or Spotify. Just look up During the Break podcast. But literally, that's why I named it that, because what we just have been doing, the good stuff during the podcast, during the radio show, that's why I started the podcast. So
yeah.
I just have conversations with cool people.
It's a great podcast.
Thank you.
Ed's a guest on it very often, and so you
try to do once a month with him.
People can learn a lot from it.
Yeah, I bring him on. We talk about nutrition stuff.
Yeah, and it, I have to say, I think, you know, there's a group of us in the public who are so empowered and interested in how do we gracefully age. And the number one way is exercise. Number two is the correct knife and fork decision. Number three is actually nutritional supplementation. Yes, I take 99 pills a day. Does anyone need that many? No one. No one needs to be a nut like me. But I think everyone past the age of 15 or 20 has to do a few things.
I'm gonna be a little frustrated with you at this point right now.
Okay.
Two things. First, I think it starts with being curious. It starts with your fork and knife and supplements, but you gotta want to know what you can do better. You first have to start, you know, all things that happen start in an invisible place in our minds, right? So first we have to be curious about what can I do to live a better life. The thing that frustrates me, though, what you just said, find one more pill. Just make it 100. That is so frustrating to hear you're that close to 100. And I'm like, damn it, man.
I wondered where you were going with this.
A baby aspirin, a vitamin, a Flintstone vitamin, something.
All right.
You're one pill away from the century.
But I'm afraid to break through that line, because you know 100 leads to 200. 99 is at the stopping point.
You know what's going to happen? You're going to take one just for me, and you're going to call me. By the way, I got sick after that. Thanks, Clint. You and your stupid ideas. Okay. back to you, sir.
I wondered where you were going with that.
Well, I mean, you're 909.
And it does make sense because I've always said that odd numbers are unhealthy. So
see?
I know. I need to go down to 98 then, I guess. I'll drop one on the floor.
Just kick it under the counter. It'll be.
I usually, a couple times a week, I always drop one anyway. Hey, there was a study that was done on a lot of people, 14,209 people. And I think all of us listening to this will be happy about the results of this. Now, I know that things bounce right, left, up, and down, and you always kind of wonder what's really the story. But I honestly feel that this is a good lifestyle decision. They did a study on 14,209 people over 24 years looking at the relationship between drinking coffee and what we call chronic kidney disease. I look at so much blood work at Nutrition World because we do blood work there every Tuesday and the last Friday of the month, and so many people have declining what we call GFR filtration rate of their kidney function, and it comes from many sources, one of which is non-steroidal to anti-inflammatories. But when they looked at this coffee thing, it was amazing. Each cup of coffee drank per day reduced the risk by 3%. That means if you drink 6 cups a day, it's 18% less chance of kidney disease. Now, there's a point, a tipping point, of course, it'd be ridiculous. But again, drinking hopefully less chemical laden coffees. But coffee just seems to pop to the top over and over and over. And it's because the antioxidants and the variety of phytochemicals that are found in that magical plant.
I love coffee. I'm a coffee nut. Now, my question for you is, and I did not know this, and if the answer is yes, I'm going to be at your store after the show. Do you sell the chemical-free coffees? Do you have
absolutely
a coffee?
We sell, and we also sell a coffee that's no acid for people who have terrible heartburn.
What?
And it's made by Life Extension, and we've sold it for many years. You know what? My daughter absolutely thinks it's the greatest coffee. I can't say I really, really like the taste. It has a slight different, but it's drinkable for me. But most people love it, and it won't give you heartburn.
I'll be there whenever we stop. I'll be over there to get my coffee because I drink about 3 or 4 cups a day.
Life Extension, and it's from the green coffee bean. Actually, there were a few minor studies showing it might help you lose weight, but it definitely is non-acid and definitely chemical-free.
Cool.
I love that. Another study, 73,679 people talking about PPIs. What are those? Those are drugs that are Prilosec type that are protein pump inhibitors. And I'm a huge, huge proponent of educating people how dangerous these are. These were put on the market for a use of 2 to 4 weeks, or if you had a real ulcerative condition, maybe 3 months to help just heal it up. Well, that's not what's happening. They're being given for 10 to 20 years, and the level of dementia on that drug is now skyrocketing because it raises your risk of dementia by 44%, but it also does many other things, which increase your risk of C. diff. My dad died of C. diff. It's an intestinal infection that comes from antibiotic use. So PPIs, which are stopping the acid, which is important to us. We don't need acid in our throat. We need acid in our stomach. We did a really great lecture on nutritionw.com of what to do about heartburn, and it had all the options of what to do if you're on a PPI. You cannot go off a PPI without tapering. You have to actually have a program to get off a PPI. It is as addictive as any drug that's ever been given.
You say PPI. Is that stuff you get, like they prescribe for heartburn?
Oh, you can get it over the counter.
Because I have Nexium.
Prilosec, all those.
Is Nexium that too? I have to look that up.
There's two classes of drugs. There's what's one called a histamine blocker and one called a PPI. And, you know, my memory.
I'm going to look it
up. Slipping, whether it's a PPI. I'm going to look it up and I'll say on the next segment.
Okay, yeah, cool.
So that is just vital information. NutritionW.com. We have plenty of education on what to do if you have heartburn and you want to not take these harmful drugs. There's a word called glymphatic system, not lymphatic, but glymphatic. And it has to do with brains and how the brain detoxifies. And I used this analogy years and years ago. If you went to Disney, or if we've been to Disney, we see how pristine that park is, how clean, how orderly, how neat. And the reason it is really not so much what they do during the day. It's what they do at night. After the park closes, they scour that park and probably wash it from one side to the other so the next morning it is ready to rock and roll. Well, that's what the brain has to do when you're sleeping in order to detoxify itself. Now, we deal with, of course, commonly insomnia is epidemic. We have to work on that. Again, nutritionw.com. You type in the word insomnia or sleep, you'll read my ebook that goes through all these steps because I am a chronic insomniac, but I'm doing very well these days. But when we there's 2 points here. To increase the ability of the brain to detoxify, this was very interesting. If you side sleep, it opens a channel more effectively to get rid of the daily toxins in the brain. Now, some people say we shouldn't side sleep because of the neck and the vertebra. But as far as the brain, it does better. And then secondly, the absolute true blue advice is EMFs. EMFs have to be away from your head when you sleep. I'm not going to keep them away during my workday and my efficiency of my life. But at night, everything is 5 feet away, every single thing. And, you know, I came home last Sunday and my garage door didn't open and the electricity was off. I figured, oh boy, I didn't pay the bill or something. No, it was a transformer that blew and I had no electricity. And luckily the house had not gotten too hot. I slept so freaking well that night. And I'm wondering, you know, wow. Is the router, you know, because the router is a little mini antenna that's like a cell phone tower inside your house. And I'm really a proponent of cutting your router off when you go to bed also. So interesting stuff. We want the brain to detox and we may do it by side sleeping.
One of the things that I do for my phone, and I don't do it all the time, and I wish I did. So a lot of times when I sleep, I'll put my phone like right by, you know, close to my head so I can reach over and get it. And I leave my phone on a lot of times, especially because if you have kids and they're out, you want to make sure you're accessible or family. But I've got a speaker in my house now that is a Bluetooth.
Okay.
So if my phone rings, I hear it through the speaker, which I can hear anywhere in the house. So I can leave my phone charged up on the dresser 15 feet away. And if it rings, I can still be woken up by it. Now, it sounds silly, but a lot of people, you think I got to leave my phone by my head so I can hear it. But now I just leave it across the counter, on the dresser across the room. So I like that idea, Ed.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know, there's here in the media about the infant formula and shortage. Well, the shortage is not what I'm talking about. It really brought to the surface again that we are in a very corrupt system in certain categories of this United States. And one of those is baby formula. It's a mafia-run organization. Hmm. They got enough lobbyists where they could make a bill pass that says there can only be 3 companies who make it. No one can enter the market. No one can improve on the formula. And they're all still based on the very flawed thinking that chemistry is better than natural, and they've put together a chemical formula for our children, and it is despicable. And while we're having so much eczema, psoriasis, gastrointestinal issues, weak immune systems, part of that is the formula is giving to these children. And there was a guideline created by Infant Formula Act in 1980. It was a government guideline. And there's a company called Mount Capra who has used those guidelines, and Nutrition World offers each individual product. It takes about 10 products. My daughter has raised her children on it. We've had hundreds of parents who have. And what you do is you put together these, and the instructions are absolutely easy. It just takes you 15 minutes. You put together the baby's formula for 2 days, and it is the way formulas should be made. It is not Better Living Through Chemistry, even though I remember that in grammar school, all the little movies we watched, Better Living Through Chemistry. Yeah, chemistry saves lives, but it also we don't want to raise our infants on this chemical mixture. So if people are really interested in that, Nutrition World has some guidelines and the formulas information. We can't sell a formula because the mafia has controlled it, but we can sell individual ingredients where you can do what you want in your own house still, hopefully.
if I understand you correctly, if Nutrition World wanted to start up a manufacturing operation and create baby formula, you would be prohibited from doing that because of the federal government.
Absolutely. No one, I don't care, even the big companies cannot enter that market. And in other countries, you have competition. You have people who, now the government has to look it over because we cannot have children. Like, already we've had a terrible time with children who the formula was out at Walmart, so let's just give cow's milk. It is so not complete. They're going to become anemic. They're going to become lethargic. They're going to have rickets. They could have other things going on because you can't just do that. It requires a combination that is like mother's milk. And mother's milk comes from the synchronicity of perfection of nature. Nothing in our life is ever more perfect than mother's milk. And that is the only reason we have lived these tens of thousands of years, because it gives the body a chance to start strong. Well, Do you think corn syrup and unhealthy fats and synthetic vitamins can do the same thing as Mother Nature? It never has before. I don't know why it would now. And why would we doom our children to a life of struggle because we're believing fancy commercials? And to show you what a mafia like it is, everybody who goes to the hospital to have a baby, guess what you're going to get at your house in the next 2 weeks? You're going to get a case of formula free. Going to be case formula free. What bribery? I mean, of course, the mother's sitting there. She's exhausted. She can't really make the breast milk work. Hell, right. I mean, right here is the formula. Let's just pull this can out and put it in some water. That sounds cool if you're exhausted and you hadn't slept for 3 weeks. But it's dooming the health of this nation by using those synthetic ingredients. So I've just gone off my tirade on baby formula. Thank you very much.
Is that a Democrat or Republican issue or just government in general?
It's just government in general. It's just lobbyists that have got their way when they shouldn't have got their
way. Two wings of the same bird, man.
There you go.
When it comes to that kind of stuff.
Yep. And, you know, weight loss. We have a weight loss program now, which we always had, Ideal Protein with Megan. It's amazing. People who don't want to have to think about how to lose weight, we put you on a plan and we tell you what to eat. And it's just so simple. You lose 2 to 3 pounds a week as long as you're on it. So anyone out there who needs to lose weight, who doesn't want to think about their plan, Ideal Protein is the option. And then again, I want to bring up Dr. Johnson, Brian Johnson. He is available Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, $89 for the first appointment. Insurance will never pay for prevention, will never pay for holistic counseling. He is a genius. Spent 12 and a half years at Erlanger and another 12 years running an entire hospital doing every single thing in a small town. Vast experience and also vast wisdom. Wisdom.
Love it.
Yep. I feel good sleeping at night knowing that we are at least offering some empowerment tools for the public who has awakened, I guess I will say. It's not all people's fault that they are sleepwalkers, because it's just hard sometimes to awaken in the busy life and the kind of information we get through our life and our social media. Because the more you look at whatever topic you're looking at, the more you're going to be fed with that same exact philosophy.
Right.
So if you think that... guns, you should have more gun control, and you start looking on it, then every single other article you see is going to be a proponent of gun control, or all, vice versa, the other way. So we have to be cautious about our actually being brainwashed without realizing we're being brainwashed.
I agree. You have my doctorate from the street certification for that. I affirm that.
I was getting a little bit nervous.
Yeah, I could tell you were looking, you were seeking affirmation from me.
Okay, well, it is time to take a break. And when we come back, I have a couple words of wisdom on the Stoics. That plus more to come as we continue for Sean, Clint, and Ed Jones. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Rick Davis Golden Diamonds is your number one stop for buying and selling fine jewelry, antiques, watches, and coins. Are you ready to take the next step with your significant other? Love is in the air, and Rick Davis has you covered for all your wedding and engagement rings. Their annual bridal sale is going on now. They're buying and selling every day at Rick Davis Golden Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road in Chattanooga, or online now at rickdavisgoldendiamonds.net. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
I'm Matt Davis.
And I'm Darren Johnson.
Join us for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download.
It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding.
And some other craziness as well.
You can expect many great guests and a lot of fascinating stories.
Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location.
Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts.
Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Rock 105, your home for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute. Every Monday at 6 p.m., join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr for the latest news in NASCAR, on and off the racetrack, and, well, some other craziness. Dude, what about all these changes ahead in 2022? We'll break it all down and cover it all each week. Tune into Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with Clint and Sean, and Dr. Green will be back next week. You know, I've always liked and read about the Daily Stoic. It's a wonderful daily message that I get about the ancient Stoics, and those were people who fought a real fight in their life and really were rose to the occasion. And this one is about James Stockdale. I love this, some of the stories about James Stockdale. The Hanoi Hilton, where James Stockdale spent 7 years under the worst conditions, enduring near constant torture, was a dark place. Death was ever present, and kindness was rare. There seemed to be no end to the misery in sight. In fact, Stockdale would say that those who thought they saw an end in sight were the most vulnerable, because the day they prayed for would come and would go, and still more pain and agony awaited them. Crushed, their will would depart, and many of them would die. And yet, what propelled Stockdale? Hope. Like the song lyrics go, he held on to hope as it was the last thing holding on to him. This thanks to Jim Collins in his classic book, Good to Great, which is one of my favorite books of time, has become known as the Stockdale Paradox. But it might also be called the Stoic Paradox, as it is rooted in the teachings of Epictetus, which Stockdale was introduced to at Stanford before he was shot down. A Stoic can't be naive or optimistic. They can't fix their happiness or survival on speculation, on the idea of someday in the future whose very existence is outside our dichotomy of control. A Stoic must be realistic. They must face unflinchingly the reality of their situation. But, and this is the big but, they can also hold simultaneously, as Stockdale did, that if they manage to make it through, they will also turn their experience into the defining event of their life, which, in retrospect, they would not trade for anything. No one knows what the future holds. To direct our hopes and desires toward a specific outcome is to set ourselves up for disappointment. So instead, we must focus on our resilient and unfailing ability to transform whatever is in store for us into material that we can use in the rest of our lives, whatever it is. We must put ourselves in a position to turn these events into flame and brightness. As Marcus Aurelius wrote, nothing can break our hold on that. Interesting little angle on hope and survival, and Stockdale certainly proved it with his life. And you guys had mentioned during the break something I did not know, that Fauci has had COVID twice.
Yeah, that's what I understand. I don't know a lot of the details about it, but I don't know a better person that could have happened to.
Wow.
I don't think we're sending him get well cards at this point, but
I'll have the same theory for him as I do for everybody else. If he gets it, I hope he gets better, because I don't wish ill on anybody.
That's true.
And a lot of times, to be honest with you, I think he's just a human being. He gets caught up in the politics of it as well. And he's had so many people bowing at his feet, telling him how right he is and depending on his words. I'm a human being. If everybody were looking to me, and if, you know what I'm saying, it's easy to fall to that prey, into that trap. I hope he gets better, but maybe secretly there's a few lessons he's learned too.
Well, that, you know what I'm saying?
You said it very well, because I also agree, as a human who cares about other humans, I don't want him to suffer or die. I want him to learn lessons, as my hardships teach me lessons, as I just talked about with the Stoic. Mm-hmm. Exactly the same. That's what I feel my life's about, is the curriculum to teach me lessons. And that can help him to help other people.
Absolutely.
Perhaps. Who knows?
And just real quick, because last segment, NXIVM is a PPI. I just wanted to wrap that one up.
Thank you.
And that book you refer to, Good to Great, is one of my favorite books of all time. It is a fantastic
book.
It
is, especially for somewhat toward life, but also extremely for entrepreneurship and business success.
Yes.
Like he says, and I use the analogy quite often, good is the enemy of great. And when I first heard that, it really clicked with me, because and it's not just about business. It's actually about health. When you're satisfied with an average norm, you generally can you tread water, and so you don't try to excel. And what happens when you don't excel is you start at one point going down a slippery slope.
Well, what happens in my mind, good becomes a comfort. Comfort becomes stagnant. And stagnant, even though you feel you're staying the same, mm-hmm. is actually things are moving past you. If you're staying in the same spot, when you step out of that comfort zone, everything's different. And so that's, to me, is the danger of good is it becomes comfort, and comfort's the enemy of growth.
And comfort is easy to get used to, because it feels comfortable.
I did this a podcast about this. The Lotus Eaters in the Odyssey, you know, the Lotus Eaters eat this and they become complacent to time. They don't want to face responsibility. Comfort is like lotus. Once you get comfortable, it whispers to you, like, come on, bench watch. Let's eat this donut.
That's right.
Come on. This is where you're happy at, anyway.
Kind of like when I do when I drink tequila.
I saw your post. I wasn't going to bring it up. You brought it up.
Oh.
I saw your post.
Did you see it, Sean?
Yeah, I did. It was good.
All right. Yeah. You know, I posted I finally got sick and tired, and I don't blame the waiters and waitresses and the servers, because they do the best they can. But my drink's not that complicated, people, but yet it comes back about one-third of the time, never right.
What's your drink? Tell everybody what your drink
and
is.
And so it is always tequila, and I posted on my personal Facebook, and I'm holding up a business card. I printed 300 business cards with my recipe. Went to Bonefish this past Wednesday. The waiter was this black gentleman. I know him a little bit from eating over there once a week. He thought that was the greatest thing he'd ever seen. He actually took it and showed other people in the restaurant. Look what this guy just did. This is so cool, because he didn't have to think. He held it in front of him as he made my drink.
That's
and
awesome.
It was fantastic.
What goes in your drink? What's in it?
Well, the reason I do it, and I post on Facebook my little video that talks about how horrible wine is for our health. Everybody thinks it's health food. That's all a bunch of you-know-what. It's the worst of the 10 alcohols, but because good tequila does not secrete insulin and does not raise your blood sugar, that means it doesn't create more cravings and doesn't cause you to have weight gain. So it's the only drink, if you mix it in lemons, that will prevent you from gaining weight. And it also doesn't cause a hangover if you use good quality tequila.
Okay.
So Facebook, Ed Jones, look at it. My little recipe's right on the front.
Is adding the lemon key?
Key. You have to add lemon, or else the glycemic index, which is the rate at which your body reacts to blood sugar, goes up big time. So, and limes don't do it. You got to add the lemons. It has to be shaken. So it's all on my business card, which is printed on my Facebook. Thank you, Clint, for...
I thought it was a clever idea. I just couldn't believe it was only two shots.
I'd
have thought it'd been three.
300 cards to get through this weekend.
I can have more than one drink, Sean. You know that. We're not going to talk about
how many
that.
Shots did you have before the Chattanooga Fitness Expo?
It was poured, let's just say it was poured aggressively. I lost count of the shots. Thank you.
Oh, goodness.
Well, guess what, guys? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. We thank you for listening, and we will be back here again next Sunday morning, 9 a.m., for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green, CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.